Chapter 51. Hurst was sitting in an armchair. He figured it was where the woman of the house usually sat, because there was a bag of knitting at the side and a magazine rack full of copies of Hello. His phone rang. It was Javier. He didn't want to have a conversation in front of O'Rourke, Walsh, and Jimmy the para, so he walked into the hallway. The occupants of the flat had been bound and gagged and put in the back bedroom, with pillowcases over their heads. The rest of Hurst's team had followed them into the flat and were now in the kitchen. Yes, said Hurst, taking the call. Where are you?
Notting Hill. We've taken over an apartment that gives us a clear view of their vehicles.
What do you intend to do?
We might be able to get Flores as they're loading him into the vehicle, said Hurst. If not, we can follow them to the airport and get them on the way.
Flores must not get on that plane. You understand that?
You've made that clear several times, Javier.
And I trust I've made it clear what will happen if you fail.
I'm doing my best.
Then I hope your best is good enough.
I want to speak to my wife and daughter.
That's not possible at the moment.
Why not?
I'm not with them. When I am, I will arrange a call.
Are they okay?
Yes, they're okay. And they'll stay that way so long as you do as you are told.
Javier ended the call, leaving Hurst grinding his teeth in frustration. He walked down the hallway to the kitchen where the six men there were helping themselves to the fridge freezer and were in the process of frying eggs and bacon and making toast. When they had first gone into the flat, they had grabbed bottles of wine from the fridge, but Hurst had vetoed alcohol to much swearing and grumbling. He told them to take off their shoes and boots and to cut down the noise to a minimum.
All right, lads?
He asked and was answered with a few grunts and nods. He grabbed a couple of bacon rashers and slapped them between two slices of bread. He didn't have much of an appetite, but he knew that his body needed fuel. He made himself a cup of gold blend coffee and took it and his sandwich back to the sitting room.
Problem?
Asked Jimmy the para.
Nah, all good,
said Hurst, sitting down. He picked up his iPad and he ate his sandwich as he watched the two blinking dots.